Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Yes, the harvest is still here. The time is still now, and it is still your season to win. I am so honored, privileged, and always ready to be here to talk with you and my sister, business partner, and friend, MC Light, your legend, our icon. MC Light, welcome to the roundtable.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, thank you so much, dear sister, Dr. Mrs. Lynn Richardson. Okay, so I'm here. I'm always here. Stop introducing me. Anyway, we got to talk about this no money now.
Woo, come on now.
Come on, we got to tell the people, give the information.
So first of all, you know, I woke up and I must have had 500,000 text messages. Because everybody knows, you know, or they name me, they call me the mortgage guru.
Yes.
From all of my years, decades actually, of helping people achieve the dream of homeownership.
Including me.
Yes. And so everybody's like, do you see this? They said, this company, we're not going to say the company's name because I don't want to be in the business of over promoting and or just giving more attention to a specific brand, because they don't need that attention from me, from us. If people want to know who it is that we're talking about, they can go and Google. But a company announced this year that they are providing loans, home loans, to Black and brown people in certain communities with no credit score, no down payment, and some other things. Mm. Now, my first reaction, Light, is this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a told you so kind of friend.
I know.
People say, you shouldn't say I told you so. Well, I'm going to say it. So, if I tell you, don't walk over there because you're going to fall in the ditch. And you walk over there and fall in the ditch, I'm going to first, when I see you in the ditch, I'm going to say, I told you. I told you not to go that way. What is wrong with you? Now, all the time, I'm going to make sure I got the, you know, I've got the helicopter and whoever else coming to get you. But while you in there, I'm going to tell you I told you so. Because you're hard-headed. All I can say to that announcement is, I told you. Light, we started the Home Buyers Club. First of all, this is not the first go-round of the Home Buyers Club. 20 years ago, I was a part of an infamous movement early in my radio career, where I was helping people get homes, you know, certain neighborhoods were being gentrified and so on and so forth. And I bought my house as a result of being on a home buyers tour in Chicago via the Home Buyers Club. I was supposed to be the mortgage professional teaching the people what they could do. I got off the chartered bus because we would get a bus and we would take 60, 70 people on a chartered bus, maybe two buses, sometimes three buses, and we would take them to different communities so they could see the new construction. And on that bus would be a mortgage professional, myself, a real estate professional, and other people who could help people understand what was going on. And I got on the bus and bought a house, child. I became a customer when I was supposed to be an expert. So I have been doing this for a long time. But I have been saying for over 20 years, you can buy a house with no credit score. I have been saying for over 20 years that you, it doesn't matter if your credit score is 640 or 800. You can get the same interest rate. If your credit score is 640 or zero or 800, all three of you can get the same interest rate. I've been saying this for over 20 years. When I say it, people, oh, well, shut up. Stop saying, oh, well.
Right.
Your rate is going to be higher. I just said the rate is the same. Oh, see, here's the deal, like, and we've got to deal with this because, you know, we've done something really big over the past, you know, several months. Really over the past 12 years, because we have been giving people opportunity through scholarships. And now we've been giving away business scholarships. So we have given over $500,000 in business scholarships. We'll talk about that in a minute. But here's the common denominator between the people who won the scholarships and the naysayers who say, oh, well, you don't even believe in the promise.
You don't even believe in the promise.
You don't believe in the blessing. You don't believe in the promise. So when I was saying you can do these things and get a house with no money down, no credit score. Now, no money down doesn't mean no money down. We're going to talk about that. Do not walk up in here with absolutely no money thinking you're going to buy a house. You need some money up front. But no money down means if you're getting a zero down payment mortgage, you will get money back at the closing. Like you did with your house. Now, it wasn't no money down, but you just put down too much money. That's a whole other story.
That's crazy.
We're going to talk about what I think about the announcement. Because I have some concerns. On the surface, it looks great. But the truth is, we've got to examine when people tell us, you can do this, but you got to do it over here, over there, and it's only for this color. The harvest is here and the time is now. It's your season to win.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
So what is the word of the hour? The word of the hour comes from a scripture that I will go to when I deem it is important for us to understand struggle. It is important for us to understand setbacks. It is important for us to understand roadblocks. And it is important for us to understand that all of that is a part of the process. You got to keep going. 1 Peter 5 and 10 says, and the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. There are many people out there who want to own a home, who have suffered bankruptcy, who have suffered through homelessness, who have suffered through foreclosure, who have suffered through the pandemic, who have suffered through divorce, who have suffered through job loss, who have suffered. You got to stand firm. Because the race is not won by the swiftest, but by those who endure until the end. So keep going. My big brother Les Brown says, if you can look up, you can get up. And what I want you to understand is this. There are actions associated with your next level. There are rules associated with your next level. There are priorities associated with your next level. So once you make the decision to stand firm,
to look up, to get up, to not quit, because you can't fail until you quit. Then I want you to remember that knowledge is not power until it is put into action. So the action of the hour is to take action.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. MC Light, you say you need no introduction. So just tell the people hello.
I don't need an introduction. This is MC Light. I do it myself. Thank you.
She just gonna take the microphone and start introducing herself.
Today I'm taking your microphone. So yeah, so this, you know, this is amazing because you've got to actually stop yourself from being a skeptic. If you've been told all these years that you need a down payment, and this has been the stopping point for many people who are paying so much money in rent, but they don't have that lump sum of money for a down payment. Matter of fact, the way that I've was able to buy my first home was due to a publishing deal and a big lump sum of money that I had. And that really was the catalyst for home ownership for me. And it got me into the game. And so for most people, they're not getting this huge sum of money and they can't save because all of their money is going to their existing current bills or past due bills. So when a bank steps up, institution steps up and says, you can have this house here with no money down, but as you said, and I'd really like you to get into that, but it has to be in this area. Now tell me about that.
So,
or tell us about that.
Here's one thing I know. I know people have called the company. And when they answer the phone, nobody knows anything. That is so irritating to me. You make a big announcement to say you're going to help people, and then when people call, you don't know anything? But let me tell you what they do know. Because, you know, I have listeners all over the world. But you know I've got my listeners in Los Angeles. You know I've got my listeners in Chicago. You know I've got my listeners in New York and Atlanta. And my Chicago listeners have said, they called and it doesn't apply if you live in Chicago.
Oh, really?
I'm imagining it doesn't apply if you live in Los Angeles. So where can the people live? In the jungle?
Right. Or either that or the desert.
Where are you putting the people?
Yeah, where are you putting the people? You know what, though? There's so many times when I'm traveling, and I know everybody knows what I'm talking about. You see these huge mass of land. Can I say masses? Is that a word? Plural? Masses of land with nothing on it. But vegetation, and I'm always like, why are they talking about places are overcrowded? Why don't they build and cultivate cities in places where there's nothing? Perhaps they're trying to do that.
I don't want to be in a city where there was nothing.
Even if it's a brand new city?
No. You don't know what the ground is going to do.
Think it's gonna swallow
you. I don't know. I don't want to be somewhere new, completely new, where there was nothing.
Well,
don't put me over there first. You know how we were with the vaccine? We wanted everybody else to get it first. Then, okay.
But wait a second. The land you live on is fresh land, Lynn.
Yeah, but there were people here first. There was a city here. There was life all around here. I'm not saying a plot of land. You said a whole city.
Yeah, you're right.
You said a whole empty desert with no nothing.
So let me ask this. How did they promote this? Was it a radio ads, newspaper, where?
It just hit the, it just, they dropped it like it was hot, girl. They dropped it like it was hot. Oh, God. Like Snoop Dogg. They dropped it like it was hot. Mm. And everybody went calling, and people did not have answers. So, of course, you know, they started calling me. Mm-hmm. And I've got the real answers. And the real answer is this. First of all, that program, no money down, no credit score, and some other criteria that they are willing to overlook. That has been in existence since before I came in the game. And I've been in the mortgage business for almost 30 years. Now, note, I just said almost 30 years because, you know, I usually say over 20 years. But really, it's getting close to 3 decades, okay? Mm-hmm. I've been doing this for a long time. It is not contingent upon your race. It is not contingent upon where you live. You can get a house for no credit score, zero down payment, and or with a low or lower credit score, regardless of where you want to live. This is not new. But what I need people to understand is it's also not, you don't just come in the door and sign on the dotted line and walk out with a house in your purse. Girl, this is how people act. They act like they grocery shopping for a house. Like they gonna walk in there and find a box of cereal or find a house like they find a box of cereal and just walk out. It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. There is work to do. You still have to do some work. And no money down doesn't mean you have no money at all. If you call my office and you tell me, Lynn, I want to buy a house, and I talk to you and I look at your situation, you do everything you're supposed to do, I look at your credit, and I tell you, you are eligible to buy a home because I know what it takes to get a loan approved, and I will take what I tell you, I will take it all the way to the bank and back. But if you tell me, Lynn, I have no money at all, I'm going to tell you, sit down and go save some money. Because just because you don't have to put any money down on the house doesn't mean I'm going to authorize you buying a home with absolutely no money. You need some money in reserves. You need some money for that repair. You need some money for that, hot water heater. Do they have those nowadays?
I haven't seen one in a while.
Okay.
But I'm sure your heat, your water got to get hot.
The furnace, is that what it's called now? Grandma Beanham called it a hot water heater, child.
It's still called a hot water heater.
Things were called what they were, an ice box, you know. My refrigerator went out before we went out of town. We had to buy another refrigerator to put in the garage until they could come to fix the new refrigerator. Let me tell you, you need some money in your hands. Why? Because this is not slavery. The harvest is here and the time is now. It's your season to win. Don't be deceived.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Yes, the harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. MC Light is here with me.
Okay. Wait. Yeah, I'm here.
She's taking over.
I gotta go back. Okay, so you were saying you're going to need some money in your hand because you needed an ice box, but, you know, your refrigerator went out. You talk about the hot water heater. You know, things that need to be fixed, whatever the case may be. But then you said this is not slavery. What did you mean by that?
I'm not quite sure. No, I do know what I meant.
What you mean?
We're not in bondage. You're not, don't right. allow yourself to be in involuntary, voluntary. Don't be in bondage. And that is what will happen to you if you walk into a house, you know, calling yourself a homeowner, your name is on the deed, and you have absolutely no money. You're living in your new home like you were living in your apartment, check to 2 o'clock? No, that's bondage.
Yes, okay. I totally understand what you mean now. Thank you for clearing that up. The thing for me, though, is I don't ever want anything that I can't handle. So the truth...
You're right about that.
So you walk into a house with no money down. Are you clear that you can take care of what needs to be taken care of? And I guess that goes right back to what it is that you were saying. You go from an apartment into a house with the same, you know, with the same income that may be enough for the mortgage. But once you become a homeowner, there's nobody to call when stuff starts breaking down.
No.
There's nobody to call when the refrigerator goes out, when the heat goes down, when filters need to be changed, when, you know, and those are the conveniences you get when you're renting because you have a landlord or a house manager or whatever.
Sometimes, because when you're renting and the stuff goes out, if they fix it, then you might be okay, but they don't always come and fix things. And so I want to be clear. Yes to home ownership. Yes, I want you to buy a house. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want you to buy a house and be financially stable in that house. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a situation that we need to examine. There are people who are renting who are not stable, who might be better off buying a home. So many financial people out there, experts, whatever you want to call them, oh, you need 20% down, you need to do this. Well, who are you talking to? Because the great majority of the people who I know and love and serve, how long is it going to take them to save 20% to put down on a house? Let's say the house is $500,000. Who do you think is about to save $100,000? Who's going to do that? Now, there may be a few people who can, but if you live in a high cost area like California, you don't need $100,000. You only need $15,000. You can get into a $500,000 house in the state of California with $15,000 down, with no credit score or a lower credit score, and still get the same interest rate as somebody with an 800 credit score. Let me take it up a notch. You can get $1 million house in California. So if they're telling you, you need to save 20% to put down, that means you need to save $200,000. Who's about to do that? Yeah, Light, you can do it. I can do it. You know, people that we know in entertainment, executives, and yes, for some of us, and I'm not bragging, but for some of us, we can do one deal and make that. But I'm talking about the average working person who is out working every day, making $80,000 a year or $100,000 a year and trying, and their rent is going up and up and up. They don't have time to save $200,000. And what I'm saying is, if you live in the state of California and you are looking for a house and you know you've been paying $3,000 or $4,000 a month for rent, $4,000 or $5,000 a month for rent, they're telling you you need $200,000 down. I'm telling you, no, you don't. All you need is $27,000, 3%. And if you're doing a no money down loan, then what I'm going to say to you is at least have $25,000, $27,000, maybe $30,000. Put it to the side. And I said 3%. 3% of a million would actually be $30,000, but I'm actually thinking of the actual number because it actually ends up being about 2.765%. That's why I said $27,000. I do know how to add, everybody. Okay? They were like, wait, did she say 3% of a million is $27,000? Child, what is going on with Lynn Richardson? That's because I was talking in one language and calculating in another. I was speaking English and calculating in mortgage land. And in mortgage land, the down payment is about 2.75%, somewhere around there. Okay? So these announcements concern me when they start. It's, and we can talk about this, like, if somebody tells you you can buy a house with no money down and it sounds all good, but you got to live over here.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's not good.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah, what are you doing over there? What kind of, it's too much control. Because right now, you know, they've already.
Hold that thought. The harvest is here and the time is now. It's your season to win. Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. We're talking about announcements. We actually have some more stuff to talk about that's happening in the financial world. But we're talking about this no money down announcement. And so, yeah, like I said, if you tell me I can buy a house with no money down, with no credit score, I just have to live over here. I don't know. What are your thoughts about that?
That seems a little faulty right there. I mean, right now, already, excuse me, with the red line, with the result of redlining, you know, there's all sorts of food deserts that are happening. Like, I don't know that I would trust it. That's one. Two, nothing is free. There's always some sort of catch. And you know me, Lynn, you call me a conspiracy theorist. I just say that I'm a realist and I understand that there is corruption in every aspect of American life. We talk about real estate, mortgages, banking, food, schools, education. Everywhere there is some little twist and turn that we're unaware of until we get in it. And when you tell me people are calling, first off, that's like you saying we're giving away business scholarships and people get in touch with someone else in the office and they act like they don't know what was said. They don't know anything about a business scholarship. What are you talking about? To me, that's faulty from the giddy-up, because how are you making announcements and the rest of your company doesn't know about it? Now, what I will say is when you talked about, okay, it's not happening in Chicago, you know, perhaps they made a nationwide announcement about this, but it's only regional. If that's the case, then that ought to be what they say at the end of the commercial. This is only available, you know, that little sidebar stuff that they do, or the small print in an article. But it should be stated somewhere that it's not nationwide. Maybe Chicago, when they put the call in, they're talking to people in Chicago that know nothing of it. So that needs to be said, like, come clean. But you know what? It's happening all over, because Unfortunately, with the passing of our brother George Floyd, a bunch of companies have come together stating that they're doing all sorts of diversity and equity, you know, programs, and they're giving business loans to people of color, and they're doing this for women, for African American women, and we don't always see it go down the way that they've said.
You know, I'm still stuck on the fact that you said if they were going to say this about the loan, they should have said it from the giddy up. I haven't heard giddy up in 20 years.
What is it now? Get go?
I was going to say.
From the giddy up, from the get up, from the get go, from the start. From the start line. Look.
They should have said that up front. They should have said that from the get-go. She said from the giddy-up. I said, Jesus. We are talking about the giddy-up on the Millionaire's Roundtable. I love it. But no, everything that you said is right. Let me tell you all what is the truth. Home ownership is still the foundation for building wealth. Get started now. Go to buyahomewithlynn.info. Buyahomewithlynn.info. Take my free class. Listen intently and take notes. And then follow the next steps. Right now, I am helping upwards of, I don't know, about 2,000 families navigate the homeownership process because it is a maze. And while I said earlier that this is not slavery, when you start going through the process of buying a house, you will feel like you in something that is not natural. It is grueling. It is intense. And you have to follow the rules and you have to be prepared. And more so than anything, more so than not having money or a credit score, many people like do not get to achieve the dream of home ownership because they don't understand the rules of the game. And what do I always say? Learn the rules of the game and then play the game by the rules. Knowledge is not power until it is put into action. Get the knowledge, put it into action, but learn the rules. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaire's Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaire's Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. Yep, there was a big old announcement. No money down, no credit score, and if you are black or brown, if you are Hispanic or African-American, you can go and get this program in if you live in certain communities or if you're going to move to a certain place. I don't necessarily know if I don't know how I feel about that.
I'd like to see where they're offering these properties. Where are they offering this opportunity for folks? Because, you know, we just got through, what is it called? The opportunity... shucks, I forgot what opportunity zones.
Where
primarily it was meant for those in the .com industry who had all of this money that they needed to put somewhere, you know, as a tax shelter or to divert taxes for the moment being. So they were allowed to buy into these properties and not be taxed on the money that they had made from all of their stocks and all of their shares that they held. So it was an opportunity zone, but not for everybody, which to me, this right here sounds a little fuddy-duddy. I would want to see what areas, what regions of the United States and what communities these types of mortgages would be upheld in. And I think it needs to be clearly stated in all of their news. I don't want to say propaganda.
No, don't say propaganda. Let me tell you. Okay. I got to pull her back in, y'all.
Yeah, I know. I just be skating out there, huh?
Yes, falling into the Twilight Zone. You and several others. Let me tell y'all something, honey.
Let me tell you. You remember that Twilight Zone when they were looking for water? When the people were breaking into people's houses for ice? Because we had reached a point where there was no water. Listen, this climate situation has us going. But okay, I'm not.
You have crossed the line.
To finances, because we're not talking about the weather and climate change. Okay.
Well, we can, but yes, I think that if you're going to make an announcement that says you can buy a house under these circumstances, you should state all the circumstances, including what are the zip codes. Where what are you talking about and where are you going with this? That's just what I think. But the good news. Come on now. Grandma B used to always talk about the good news. And that was about Jesus coming home, honey, to get us all, right? The good word and the good news. Well, the good news is this doesn't just apply to the people that were stated in the announcement. Now, I am not trying to cause any problems. But when you say you can buy a house for no money down, no credit score, and it's for African Americans and Hispanics, well, what about other cultures? I'm going to tell you right now, I do have a problem with it. And I would have a problem with it. But that's a whole nother story. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's our season to win.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
The harvest is here. The time is now. Yes, it's your season to win. We are talking about home ownership happenings. That's, you know, ultimately what this whole discussion has been about. MC Light. Before the break, I said, if I was someone watching what's happening right now and this program was only made available to certain ethnic groups in certain neighborhoods, I don't know. That just seems a little suspect to me.
Yeah. You know, once again, they've kind of found a way to try to be quote unquote inclusive.
Yeah.
But it's weird. It's like, you know, if we're all supposed to be American, why do we have African American in front of it? It just feels like it's a cry to, you know, offer some sort of handout. When in fact it should be whatever it's been for everyone, it should be that way for us too.
That's what I'm saying. So what I have been saying for over 20 years is that you can buy a house. People say, well, Lynn, what about my student loans? You can buy a house. Lynn, what about my bankruptcy? You can buy a house. Lynn, what about my foreclosure? You can buy a house. Lynn, I have no credit score. You can buy a house. Lynn, I don't have a whole lot of money to put down. You can buy a house. And I've never put any ethnic or racial limitations or descriptives on that statement. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, blue, or polka dot. It's available for you. And although I am a black woman and I want to see black people get more of a portion of this wealth, I want to see the wealth gap be eliminated. People say they want to reduce the wealth gap. No, I want to eliminate the wealth gap. This is why we have granted over $500,000 in scholarships for black women to be able to create world-class businesses. Because when we do something, we do it well. Look at Venus. Look at Serena. Look at Michelle Obama. Look at Kamala Harris. Look at...
How about look at every African American woman that's running a Fortune 500 company?
Yeah. So
we're already running the businesses.
We're running them. So I'm not leaving anybody out. All I'm saying is
I get that part. And yes, I am committed. But I also, I don't want to look my Latina brother or sister in the face and say, well, no, I'm not talking about you. I don't want to look my Asian or my Irish or whatever, whoever you are. If you can breathe and you have a job or some kind of income and you want a piece of the American dream, we have the solution and we also have the process to help you get there. And it is not limited to your ethnic background and it is not limited to a location. That's really the message that I want people to understand. And I'm not saying that this announcement is completely baseless. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is, if you're going to make that kind of announcement, tell us all of the details. Come on now. Give it out. Yeah. Give it to us. Give us the whole list. Tell us what the rules are. Why? Because the harvest is here and the time is now. And guess what? It's our season to win.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Stop.